You're listening to Practical Wellness with best-selling author, TEDx speaker, and mind-body wellness expert, Jayajayamira. Learn how to create good mental, emotional, and physical health simply and naturally with practical lifestyle tips for holistic well-being. Jayajayamira has inspired audiences worldwide and is here to empower you to live a healthy, purpose-filled life. And now, your host, Jayajayamira.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Practical Wellness Podcast. I am really excited today to have Marek Rosenberg with me. He has a lot to say about the power of personality and how we can use this to be successful in life. So, hi Marek, it's great to have you here.
Thank you, Myra.
By the way, I know you guys can't see this since you're listening to this and not seeing it, but we're having a Zoom conversation. And Marek, you have these wonderful birds in the background, which look like superheroes.
Yeah, they're my four bird friends. They follow me everywhere.
That is wonderful. So tell me, how did you become a personality expert?
I started doing team building back in 1991, and it was the beginning of the team building world. And in 94, I discovered personality styles, and I thought, this is a great way to teach people about themselves and how they can connect with other people and build better relationships. And I've just been using them ever since.
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, this is a lot of the work that I talk about with purpose and elemental type, because elements lend themselves to certain personality traits. So like you can tell like, hey, if you're strong in one particular element, you're apt to have X, Y, and Z personality traits that go along with that. So I completely agree with having a good system for teaching people more about themselves.
And it makes it visual. By using the birds, we'll walk you through them in a moment, but it's fun. People remember it. You don't have to memorize like this alphabet soup. It just makes it easy.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with that. So what do you think the most important thing is for people to understand about their personality that maybe they don't know or it's not intuitive?
The big thing that I always want people to take away from, whether speaking at a conference or in a training program, is this notion that we impose our personality on others, and we do it all the time. So if you have someone who's an eagle parent, and the eagle is very take charge and assertive, and they have a dove child who's just very soft-spoken and harmonious, if you have that parent who's like, get in there, fight for the ball, stand up for yourself, they're just gonna make that child feel bad for themselves because they're trying to turn them into an eagle. And we have to value people for who they are and respect them for who they are. And this way allow them to shine based on their personality instead of trying to turn them into ours.
Absolutely. And I think people do that all the time and they don't even realize it. Like, we don't understand how fundamentally different we are from the people that are around us.
And we're trying to be helpful too. It's like if you were giving feedback to somebody and you're a parrot, who's the parrot saying of this fun, social, talkative personality, talking to that logical, analytical owl, and the parrot walks in and it's like, you were amazing. Great energy and effort and passion. And meanwhile, the owl's like, but what did you like specifically? I don't know what you were looking for. And the problem is that the parrot thinks that they're being motivational and empowering and making them feel good, but they're just not speaking the language that that logical owl speaks. And so we treat people in a way that we want to be treated, to be helpful, because we think that's what they would want. But if they are a different personality, it may be very different.
That's very, very true. So what type of personality do you have?
So I am the parrot, which is very talkative and optimistic, but I've got a little bit of eagle in there too. I think that's my entrepreneurial side, growing a business and making sure we get results at the same time.
So for someone to be successful, I'm assuming that you're going to say we have to all embrace our own personality types and leverage the strengths that go along with that, correct?
Absolutely. So often people think of the leadership style as the eagle. They think, oh, to be a great leader, to be very successful in business, you've got to be driven and working hard. And that's the eagle. But, you know, if you look at somebody like a Bill Gates, he was more of an owl. He's that self-made billionaire. Richard Branson has that parrot energy and enthusiasm. Someone like a Steve Jobs is more of an eagle and had that eagle style. Or somebody like a Howard Schultz from Starbucks just wants everyone to get along and wants to create a great culture. And look, these are four self-made billionaires, and they had very different styles. So anybody can be successful, but you have to be successful within your own style. It would just be too exhausting to try to work out of your personality all day long.
I completely agree. Yet we see people trying to do it all the time to fit into other people's standards or expectations or to do what a manager wants of them. So I think it's super awesome that you leverage this as a part of leadership training for companies so that people are going to know how to work with each other better.
Yeah. And what's interesting about it is that when I meet people after the training programs, they often say to me things like, this changed my relationship with my spouse, or really helped me understand my children. You know, they're learning about it in corporate America, but yet they're really applying it throughout their entire life because our personality plays out everywhere we go.
Absolutely. And I know, like, my personality is probably night and day different from that of my children.
That's what makes it hard, because sometimes parents are trying to turn their children into them. And it sends such a bad message. Like if you have an owl child and you're the parent and you're the parent and you're this parrot, you're like, let's have some fun, call your friends, let's get a group of people together. And the owls are like, you know, I'm pretty good with just one friend and we're playing a game together. Yet the parent is sending a message that you need to be social, you need to be out there. The underlying message is who you are is not okay. And so we need to really honor the people around us, whether it's our spouse or our children or the people we work with.
Absolutely. And I think now, especially during COVID, when people have to be in close quarters with loved ones all day, almost every day, it's extra important to acknowledge and honor someone's personality for what it is.
If you look at how we handle stress, this is as stressful of a time period that all of society is experiencing on so many levels. And if you're somebody like the eagle or parrot who externalizes your stress, you let it out, and you have someone who's that, like a dove or an owl, you assume, hey, they look good, I guess they're fine. Yeah, but they keep their stress inside. And so what you're doing is imposing your stress response on them. You're thinking, hey, I let it out if I'm stressed, and if I don't see stress, I guess they're good. And so sometimes we make assumptions about others because of our own personality. We don't really think what's going on for them. They're having a very rich inner experience that we're not aware of.
Yeah, absolutely. Completely agree with that. So what would your top tip be for people right now, particularly parents, people who are stuck in tight quarters with each other? What is your top tip for helping people to get along better?
First thing you have to do is you have to understand your stress response. You have to understand how you deal with it, and then recognize that just because that's your way of dealing with stress, it may not be somebody else's way of dealing with stress, and that's okay. That we have to honor the fact that they may deal with it differently. Some people need to talk it out, and that's how they let it go. The parrot wants to talk it out. But if you talk it out too much with the owl, it may stress them out. So you have to recognize that, oh, I need to be careful. Whereas the owl may want to share, I read all these articles, I have all this data, we should talk through the data. And the parrot's like, I don't want to talk through data.
Yeah.
I don't need data. I want to talk about how I feel, but I don't want to talk about data. So my key recommendation for people is to really recognize that the way other people handle stress may be different than you, and that's okay. Just don't impose your style on them.
That is great advice. And I think something that we can all have a good reminder of right now. So for people who want to learn more about their personality types, where can we find you online?
If you go to takeflightlearning.com, you can learn a little bit about the styles. And in fact, for your listeners, I'll even give them an opportunity if they enter personality wins and text that to 33777, they can get a little mini free profile to answer the question, which bird are you? So you can find out, are you an eagle, parrot, dove, or owl? So personality wins, all one word, to 33777.
That sounds excellent. I'm definitely going to check that out myself. I have an idea of what I might be, but I want to see what it comes up in as your system.
We shall see. We shall soon see.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me. This is a really important topic right now in particular. I think we all need to learn how to come together more, be kinder to other people, be more perceptive to ourselves, be perceptive as to what's going on in general. COVID is giving us this great opportunity to reevaluate a lot of things, and this is one of those things that I hope people will take the time to dive into and learn more about. Thank you so much for being here. You've been listening to the Practical Wellness Podcast. Make sure to share with your friends and family, and have a great day, everyone.